for advances, takedowns, and more. Download the DraftKings app and use code MAX to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout the weekend. That's code MAX, only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Ramsey's will sell you a 2-carat diamond.
That's big.
For just $6,495.
$6,495, 2 carats.
You can choose between a 2-carat diamond from a diamond mine
or a 2-carat created diamond.
Compare them side by side, then make your choice.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers.
Think you're dealing with drug poisoning, chemical poisoning, food poisoning? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Deshaun Johnson, Jay Williams, and Zubin Mahente.
If I'm Deshaun Watson, I'm going to the McNair family and I'm saying, it's me or Jack Easterby. Either you fire Jack Easterby and you let me be involved in some of the decision making, or if you want to keep Jack Easterby, then I'm out. Send me somewhere else where I know that I actually am going to be involved in the process.
Deshaun, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio or streaming live on the ESPN app.
You're listening to ESPN
100.3. It's the Sports
FM.
Hangover with KLRZ. Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
It's hour number 3-800-998-1003. It's the number to call into the conversation. You can also tweet at us as well at ESPN Radio NOLA. You know what day of the week it is, the halfway point of your work week. Right? You excited about that? That's a bummer. I know, Saints ain't playing.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is.
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what that camera Wednesday hump day is. What it is.
Head coach Sean and a Peyton. Busy, busy, busy. The Detroit Lions. Dan Campbell. 6-year deal. He's taken with the mayor and Glenn to be his defensive coordinator. Dennis Allen. Interviewing today with Philly. Have you seen anything on social media? You've been kind of down and out. I need you to shape up. Let's go.
No, I got this.
Go.
You got
this?
I got it.
Words of wisdom.
And to all the ladies, peace and healthiness forever.
I didn't know how it went. How you think it went? The interview with the Eagles.
Did they even interview yet officially?
Supposedly it's today.
I know it was today, but is it going to be later?
I don't know. It's Eastern time. It's 3 o'clock, man. Come on now. Think you'll get a cheesesteak? Who gets a bag of beignets as they head on over to the bus?
None of them.
Oh, come on.
We don't have it in a cap.
No beignets, no king cake. We're not providing any kind of snack for the guys that were taken onto the bus. It's that day where we ask you what players on the Saints roster that we kindly will pick up over there at the Saints facility after they clean out their locker room and provide free transportation over to Armstrong Airport, where they will board a flight, air farewell, and there they go, out of town. That's full power, Captain.
Oh, I think they missed the plane.
No, they're not going to miss the plane. You're the bus driver. You're not going anywhere.
Stop. Exactly. If I'm the bus driver, what is that?
You're going to make sure they get on the bus. So far, leading candidates: tight end Jared Cook, left guard Andres Pete, linebacker Alex Anzalone. Maddie Hudak, we talked with her back in hour number one. She said, I could see Michael Thomas being on that bus as a trade piece to help you
Interesting.
Out. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. If you'd like to chime in as well, Ezra Davenport can go. Done with the experiment of two firsts. Sean, Driving the bus is Mr. Butterfingers, Jarrett Cook, with P.J. Williams, Mr. Can't Tackle, Alex Anzalone, Andres Pete, Traquan Smith. Only runs slants and claim to be can't guard it, but had zero catches in the playoffs, Michael Thomas. Sean didn't just not tell us players. He gave us descriptions as to why those
not
players.
Sean Payton. Not Sean Payton.
This was not Sean Payton. This is Sean Martin.
Over on Twitter.
Sean Martin.
That would have been something if Sean Payton would have said that.
Oh, no, I don't think Sean's going to call the show and put some of his players on the bus. But he also did add as well, not just that, but other bus ticket holders. Ken Crowley, P.J. Williams. Did I mention Jarrett No Hands Cook in exclamation marks in the second tweet? Have a nice day, guys. Sean's a little So Jarrett Cook seems to be this year's. He gets the coach's seat. The first seat when you walk on the bus over to your left, it's behind the door for you to get in there.
Hey.
Morgan on Twitter. Jarrett Cook, Anzalone, Tommy Lee Lewis, Andres Pete, Merrick, Jarrett Cook, George Cook, Anzalone, Andres Pete, Cesar Reese. See, so I'm saying, I don't think we need a bus. I think we need
You know who's happy right now?
Who's that?
Will Lutz.
Oh. Wow.
I bet Will Lutz is happy that Jericho dropped that football.
I think we just need a limo bus. You want to send him in, you know. I mean, listen to this thing. Oh. That thing
old
has
Greyhound.
Torn seats.
Oh, yeah. No air conditioning.
Awful. Lee, thanks for calling the show, sir. How are you?
Hey, guys. Man, look. You know, I got a lot right now on my mind. I'm filming right now because, yeah. True, the guys, a lot of the guys, to me, they wasted the year. But they played so well throughout the season. They had a couple of games here and there where they took off and they got exposed a little bit. Raiders, you know, Eagles, even the Packers game. I mean, even again, they lost that, especially the Packers game. They were in that game, and to me, I felt like they gave it away. I think the most hurtful thing of the whole situation is I felt like the Tampa Bay Bucks didn't beat us. You know, because it is like we're the better team, and we clearly was the better team. And for some reason, we couldn't handle the success, and we just gave them the game. I don't get it. It's like, and that's what I'm more frustrated with than anything. If everybody on the team could have played better, and they didn't play better like they wanted to. It's almost like they didn't want to go to Green Bay and play in the cold weather. So we just don't know. You know what? I don't know about this one, man. I don't think we're going to Green Bay and win next week. I don't know. It just, that's what it seems like to me as a frustrated fan, as a person who watched the team and see how everybody played so great during the season. And then you wait till round three against Tampa Bay to give them one. We know we're clearly the better team. Clearly the better team. You know, they only had two drives. Tampa in that game had two drives. That were long drives, stay drives. Other than that, the Saints pretty much made Tom Brady pedestrian in that game. And that's what I'm saying. The turnover just killed, absolutely killed him. And from that standpoint, I'm frustrated. But I also want to, you know, I'm mad at Drew. I know Drew, okay, this try was this last year, get it, granted. But, man, if you had all that wrong with you that Brittany spilled the beans on, if you had all that wrong with you, dude, there's no way in the world you should have been out there playing. You should have put the team first and let James play the game, period. And you be there and support him, being in here. Let's James, this is what I'm seeing on this play. Boom, let's do this different next time we get the ball. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. You could help the team that way. If you know your rotator cuff jacked up, you know, you got the planner, whatever, fascia going on. You know that was messed up. Yeah, I mean, come on, dude. I mean, don't be selfish. We got other guys on the team that can play the position. Be there and support them. Be the cheerleader and support them. You know, that's where I'm at with it. I mean, come on. You want to make it, you want to go out in the blaze of glory in the Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl to help Jameis take us there. You can help him do that. Don't be selfish. Don't be so competitive to where you hurt the team by going out there less than 80%. But there's no way you was much over 60% with all that Brady said that was wrong with you. You had to be at best 50%. At best. So in that respect, you're hurting us more than helping.
So who would you put on the bus?
That's where I'm at with
it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Who would you put on the bus, man?
To send out a talent package? I'm going to be honest, man. I'm not going to let my emotions make that kind of decision right now. But I see that the team's fine, man. It's just that for whatever reason, we didn't put it together when it mattered. And I think everybody to a man needs to look themselves in the mirror and say, you know what? It's on me. It ain't on Drew. It ain't on Jerry Cook. It's on me. The defense needs to look in the mirror and say, it's on us. You know why? Yeah, they gave 3 turnovers, but guess what? Those 3 turnovers, the team still had to score a touchdown, and they scored it on us. So it's not on Jerry Cook. It's on us. I think if everybody takes ownership, man, we'll be fine going forward. We're going to need the veterans to step up and be leaders, man. You know, I need Cam Jordan to sound off. Hey, Jared Cook, it ain't your fault, bro. It's on me. I should have made a sack. I should have made some hurries. I should have caused a turnover. I should have did something different. It's not on you. I need the team to just own it, man. We could just own it. We'll be fine, even with Drew gone next year. We'll be fine. That's where I'm at with it. Because, I mean, you know, I'm frustrated, but hey, I mean, everybody can do better, man. Do better.
That's okay. There's Lee. Thank you for the phone call today, man. Appreciate it. Have a good day, man. Have a good day. Randy, thanks for giving us a call here in the Sports Hangover. How are you today?
What's up, Gus? Jordan, Trubisky, how y'all doing?
How you doing? Trubisky. The one and only, the only quarterback to win an MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got it. He's going to win an MVP, all right. I came across these numbers that I thought was interesting. The last 4 seasons, Saints in a playoff, they've scored 24, 23, 20, and 20 with 9 touchdowns, 9 turnovers. So I think you really have to ask yourself, why can't this offense get it done in the playoffs against good defenses, of course? And, you know, I really think something has to do with it that Sean Payton, he went out and got Emmanuel Sanders in free agency, but he just kind of ignored the wide receiver position in the draft. And, you know, when you could see when Devontae Harris went out the game, man, Tampa Bay just said, hey, look, we don't have to worry about Drew Brees or anybody beating us over the top, hug the wide receiver, jump the first route, and that beat you. Period. That beat the Saints the last 4 years in a row. That beat the Saints. So it's more than just quarterback. And, you know, of course, Jared Cook's got to go, but I wanted to get your take on this. What do you think about moving Cam Jordan to the inside?
Well, you do see him, and a lot of times, even in Davenport, you'll see them line up over, what is it, the NASCAR package, Jordan, and you see a lot of different things of that nature where you do see them move in. I want to say in seasons past, I don't remember it as much this year with Cam, but you'll see them drop back in the coverage and stuff. Look, I think it, you know, again, it was one of those games where you would have liked to have seen the Saints defensive line kind of pressure and do the things they had done in the previous 2 games. They had a plan. They protected him enough to make it. And look, I think you go back to the short field positions, right? The touchdowns they scored came off of turnovers. So you gave them shorter fields to which work in, and it kind of hurts you on that aspect of it.
Right. And I wanted to ask you this real quick, because I didn't see the numbers, Michael Thomas, but okay, so what's the number, his cap hit, if he's on the team and if he's not on the team for next season?
Who's that again? Say that again.
Michael Thomas, like, what's the cap hit if he's on
team? If Michael Thomas is not back next year, it won't be because of the cap hit or what they have to pay him. So I don't know the exact cap number. What is it? Is it 18 for next year?
Right. My point is, what I'm getting at, Gus, is if you're rebuilding and you're not really sure who your quarterback is and you're not really competing for a Super Bowl, do you really want a $20 million wide receiver?
Well, like, hey, you heard me. You heard me in the beginning of the season when there was that kerfuffle with him and Chauncey. I'm like, Call the Bengals. Joe, you want them? Call the Jets. You want them? I'll take your fourth and fifth round pick. Look, he's a very productive receiver, and he can help. And look, I argued, and again, this was before this season, but I argued at the beginning of last season why you give that contract to somebody is because the next quarterback won't be Drew Brees, because having a safety valve at receiver is a very big thing to be able to do that. And look, in two of the games that Taysom Hill quarterbacked, he had 9 receptions for 100-plus yards. So, hurt, apparently. So that gives, that proves the point of a guy like that is a first down to your new quarterback, is somebody that he can depend on to get open. And look, I know the guy had 0 catches in a Tampa game. You know, maybe the fact he needs surgery on torn ligaments and deltoids and what have you in the ankle affect it. But, I still think unless it's not the cap, unless there is a locker room issue with him, Michael Thomas is back on this team next year.
Right. And I want to ask you real quick, what do you think when Chauncey's time to resign? Because I do think that he's the future of the Saints. What type of money is he going to demand from the Saints?
Well, it depends. The thing that stinks about it for him, the thing that's a good thing about it with the Saints, is he wasn't recognized in a lot of those different things, right? Pro Bowl, All-Pro, things of that nature. I love him. I love Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. You know, if you listen to the show, it's time to get a Chauncey jersey, man. I love the attitude he brings on this team. His re-signing and his contract right now is, you know, it's not going to break your bank. It'll be a nice deal for him, and I think you can definitely keep him around for a little bit. So we'll see. But the good thing about it is you don't have to worry about that for at least another 2 seasons. So you're good.
Right. All right, guys.
All right, man. Thank you for the phone call, Randy. Appreciate it. Jordan, you got a little bit out of shape when he said that Trubisky's not going to win any MVPs.
No, I said MVP, Nickelodeon's valuable player.
Wow.
That's what I sent you and Todd a few minutes ago.
Is that what we're holding on to?
Yeah. He has more MVPs and VPs than every quarterback combined.
You know, congratulations, Mitch Trubisky. Nickelodeon most valuable player. On that note, quick break. We come back. Ralph Marbo will join us to get his thoughts over on the Saints as well. It's the Sports Hangover. Don't go anywhere on ESPN New Orleans. The locally owned UPS store in Houma is so much more than shipping, especially during this holiday season. They offer a wide range of products and services to assist small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banner shredding, faxing, and more. They're located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Hey everyone, Gus Cattingale here for Men's Total Health. With the new year comes new resolutions. One of them needs to be visit Men's Total Health. Low T can produce physical and emotional changes. Get tested. I did. See where you stand. Men's Total Health can help you be your best self by providing testosterone therapy, annual physicals, help with ED, even IV therapy. Visit Men's Total Health today, located at 3829 Veterans in Metairie, behind the Fidelity Bank building. They accept all major insurances, so call or go online at menstotalhealth.net and let them know the Sports Hangover sent.
Come on, citizen!
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003. We'll get Ralph Marlboro here in a quick second. Buddy, just sent you the number. Apologies for that. I had a brain fart there. I was too busy playing general manager of your New Orleans Pelicans. What do you think of my idea?
What, of actually doing the right thing? And
if the Knicks, Raptors, Mavs, Clippers, Magic have apparently expressed interest in Lonzo Ball.
There's players on that team, those teams, that can help the Pelicans.
I would simply just ask, is there a single three-point shooter I can get in return? And again, this isn't that Lonzo's not an NBA player or he's not going to be. He may be. He may be better in another system where he doesn't have to score, doesn't have to, you know, coming off the bench or being a guy that just distributes the ball and you already have the shooters and everything. But you understand my point, what I'm saying? I can't have a point guard that turns the ball over, doesn't shoot, doesn't defend, and has a confidence issue right now. And more importantly, above all of them, is in his last year of his deal. That's my thing. I mean, if I felt I was going to extend him, I wait the slump out, man. I try to get him help. I try to get him fixed. Sometimes people have bad years, bad starts.
So you think the Pelicans trade Lonzo Ball before the season ends or before trade deadline?
I think you have to.
All right, so I'm marking it down.
You mark it down all you want. If any of those teams legitimate, if the reports are legit, Knicks, Raptors, Mavs, Clippers, Magic, that's a handful of teams, and Jordan, some of those are playoff teams, right? But if that's legit, is there anybody on the
what's going on the wall?
Going on the wall? What, are you proud of yourself on the blue sticky note?
I hope it happens, Gus. I'm with you.
You hope it happens.
I hope it happens.
I
for the sake of what we saw, from all the rookies this year, even some of the rookies that came in as point guards and already doing better than Lonzo Ball.
I saw you pulled up a list.
Yeah, and I pulled up, and there's a lot of them that are doing very well, and they didn't even have a training camp this year.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm David Griffin and Stan Van Gundy, I'm absolutely looking at giving Kyra Lewis a little bit more minutes.
Do you have that
list? You don't have to start him.
You have that list?
I do have that list.
By the way, you saw the Pels go into zone defense briefly to try to stop the run for the Giants.
Yeah, well, I think it was the fact, Christian, that they were scoring on every single possession that we said, you know, maybe that's not a good thing. Maybe we should try something else. It was pretty much that simple, just to try to break their rhythm a little bit. I don't think it did a whole lot, but it did for a couple of minutes. And you know, I thought at least they had to find different ways. So we don't want to do a lot of that, but I thought it was certainly something worth looking at.
At Saints Forecast is the way to follow Mr. Ralph Marlborough. You can go check him out over there as well. The awesome podcast. I love it. Saints Happy Hour. Go check that out. At Saints Happy Hour on Twitter as well. Ralph, man, good afternoon to you, dude. How are you?
Good. I'm better, Gus.
I know.
Are we recovering? Are we healing?
I try.
Are we looking to the off season?
I'm trying. It's the reason why we always do this the Wednesday after the season ends. Is the old who we're putting on the bus and shipping them out of town, courtesy of the Sports Angle. We'll pick you up and put you on the bus. So, Ralph, you got any suggestions leading the way right now? Tight end Jared Cook, left guard Andres Pete, linebacker Alex Anzalone, Matty Hudak from Canal Street Chronicle said, I could see Michael Thomas being on there as well, perhaps as a trade piece or so. We were going to put Drew because, you know, it's time to retire, but I think he's a limo. He's separate from the bus. So, Ralph, do you have any candidates that on their way?
Carl Granderson, he had the block in the back on the punt return. That would have made it 10-0.
One play? The guy had a decent year.
I mean, I'm cranky today on a Wednesday, guys. Cranky. And you gave all the usual suspects, right? I had to throw somebody else in there.
Okay, that's true.
You had to throw someone else under the bus.
All right. Look, yeah, I guess you could sort of throw in potential, well, I mean, free agents, and potentially whether you bring them back or not. You want to play that game a quick bit? I'm going to give you a name, and you tell me yay or nay or why.
Okay, let's go.
Trey Hendrickson.
No.
You don't bring him back. Because, okay.
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing with Trey Hendrickson, real quick, is I like it. He was fantastic. He's a fantastic player. The thing that scares me about him, Gus, is he's going to get paid like a number one defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want him to be my highest paid defensive end when he's not the best guy on my roster. Like, I think Atlanta or other teams are going to pay him. They're going to pay him like $17 to $20 million a year. And I love him, but when he's your best defensive end, you know what? You know what he reminds? You know what he scares me? Remember the guy Fowler? He played with the Rams, and he played next to Aaron Donald, and he was amazing. And then he went to Atlanta, and he disappeared. Like, that's what I worry about with Hendrickson. And I know he wouldn't disappear on the Saints, but with everything they've got, it scares me to pay him. And I love him. So I hope he doesn't go to Atlanta so I can root for him. But
no, look, it makes 100% sense, because I asked Maddie this question along those lines. If you do pay him a nice contract or a top contract, what does that then say about Marcus Davenport?
Mm-hmm. No, it's exactly right. And the thing with the Saints is they have to make decisions. And people are going to say I'm crazy, and I just said ship him out of town, but that was half joking. Carl Granderson, like, he had 5 sacks this year. You could slide him into Hendrickson's spot, and if Cam Jordan rebounds and is healthy next year, Granderson gets you 7-8 sacks, and that could be okay. That could be a good fill-in for Hendrickson. So I just think the Saints have to make more cost-cutting moves. And I think Marcus Williams, I'm uncertain about his market. Like, the Saints may get him at a lower price than we think. Hendrickson, teams pay for sacks, man. He's going to get a ridiculous offer. Marcus Williams may not.
That's who I was going to go into next. Marcus Williams.
Let's keep him. I know that's going to make people crazy, but he's a really good safety. And Gus, you know this. The safety market is weird. Like, 1 year, nobody pays for safeties. Remember the year they signed Coleman before free agency even started, and they let Vaccaro go? And then they were like, well, we're paying ahead. We're getting ahead of the market. And then, like, a week and a half later, we were like, you could have had Honey Badger for, like, $8. Like, why did you pay Kirk Coleman $5 million? You could have had Honey Badger for $8 and a po' boy. Like, what are you doing? And then the next year, teams are like, oh, my God, we need safeties. And everybody got paid. So safety market is weird. So I think Williams is going to end up staying.
Very good point. All right. Sheldon Rankins.
Gone. Love Sheldon Rankins. He was amazing. But ever since he got injured in the Philadelphia playoff game, he's never been the same. And it's really, really sad, because people forget, Gus, going into the playoffs in 2018, Sheldon Rankins was the best person on their defense. He really was wrecking people, and he got hurt, and he's never been the same. But he's gone.
All right, Jordan's got a player for you.
Jared Cook. Please make the right decision.
Jared Cook, he is in the Hall of GOATs. The Hall of greatest of all time playoff failures for the Saints. Like, he's on the board with, like, Bobby Hebert from 1991-92. He's on the board with Marcus Williams, who we just had to resign. Like, his fumble, I would argue, if he doesn't fumble, the Saints would have won. And I don't think they had to beat Green Bay, because I think Drew Brees has kind of broken all the things with his injuries. Mm-hmm. But they'd have gone up 10. Even if they wouldn't have scored a touchdown, they'd have gone up 10. They were low-key shutting Brady down. And with the 10-point lead, that pass rush would have got after him. I think you could – I would argue the Jared Cook fumble is as big a one-play catastrophe as – it's in the top five of one-play catastrophes in Saints history. You know, like Vernon Davis catching the touchdown, Scott Stanley and Roman Harper not getting over, Beast Quake, the Minnesota Miracle disaster – the no call, like, you can rank them in importance. And I'm not saying that Jared Cook's fumble is bigger than all of them. I'm just saying on the list, Jared Cook's fumble might be top five.
100%, man. I mean, it's crazy, because obviously a lot of discussion has been around Drew. The turnovers, the two interceptions came after that fumble, trying to make plays, a miscommunication with Kamara. Throwing the other one to Cook, who Jordan believes he could have caught. He had three.
It went right between his hands.
He had three bucks around
it. It was perfectly placed.
I get it. Anyway, point being, I'm with you, Ralph. The Saints go up. I think they score on that drive. I think they get at least a field goal, if not a touchdown. They could be up 10, if not 14. I really believe after that play. Ralph, I want to ask you this. when you look at the four seasons that they've been in the playoffs the last 4 years, they've lost different ways, or do you think it's all kind of one big thing that you could put over them? I just think, like, in this year, they just didn't make enough plays, man. I mean, I closed my eyes. I see that rookie receiver using, like, stretch hands to go catch a Tom Brady pass on third down. Their rookie corner punches out the ball for Cook. I mean, they just made more plays than the Saints.
Yeah, they never had a guy, except for Drew Brees when he was amazing against the Panthers in that first day. They never had a dude that you were like, he is lighting it up and he is legendary. I mean, like, when they won the Super Bowl, right, Reg, I mean, I know they dump trucked Arizona, but Reggie Bush was amazing in that playoff game against Arizona. One of the, maybe the biggest forgotten great performance in Saints history is Pierre Thomas in the NFC Championship was ridiculous. He had the two touchdowns. He had, you know, he had the fourth down carry where he bobbled it and got it. He had the kick return in overtime. Like, they never had just like a random, not a star guy kill it in a postseason game, right?
Yeah, your point, Deuce McAllister in that Philly game in 06. I mean, just like throwing you back, because you bring up something that I started the show without on Monday, because obviously it was the turn. I was saying, no. Tampa had a single person dominate and make an impact and an imprint in that game, and his name was Devin White. He took out Harris. He had an interception. He had 10 solo tackles. Most of them were Pele and Kamara at the line of scrimmage. He had 11 total, a tackle for a loss. That guy single-handedly impacted the game. The Saints didn't have a player that did that, period.
You know, no, and I mean, Traquan Smith, almost, you know, I feel like if Jared Cook doesn't fumble, maybe Traquan gets a third touchdown, and then he's on the Hall of Playoff heroes like Robert Wilson and that sort of thing from 2000 if you're old. But that's the thing, like, in the playoffs, the margins are so freaking thin, right? You need different guys to step up. And the Saints never had a guy that just, like, exploded in these playoff games and was amazing. You know, maybe one guy that also was great was it's strange, but they, you know, Michael Thomas never stepped up. I'm dropping the Ted Ginn. That's the name I wanted. Ted Ginn was really good in 2017, which is just weird. But they just, you got these playoff games, the margins are so thin. You got to have a different guys step up, and they just never did. And Michael Thomas, I mean, he's been hurt the last two playoff games. It's just bad. I mean, it's a confluence of bad luck and bad things. And the thing that was so frustrating, I think, with the Tampa loss is, and I was arguing with Tampa fans all day on a Monday, I was like, Saints are better than Tampa. Like, that is just a fact. And they were like, well, the better team didn't win. I'm like, I know the better team didn't win. Ask the 2009 Vikings. The better team on that day loses all the time. You know, if you turn the ball over four times, you're screwed. I mean, how many times did Adrian Peterson fumble in that 2009 championship? I think he just fumbled again. Like, you know, I mean, it happens, and that's how it goes when it's single elimination. The other thing to me, man, about the playoff game was, you know what was fascinating to me, Gus, is at the end when it was 23-20, and we all were like, well, does Drew have one more drive in him? Does he have one more moment? You know what was interesting? Sean Payton was trying to fire up that running game. And Alvin Kamara had a really kind of quietly great game. Mm-hmm. And in the moment where you expect Drew to, like, conjure up one more magical drive, Sean Payton knew. He knew that Drew didn't have it. And he's like, guys, we got to fire up this running game one more time and see if it can get cracking. And it didn't. But that's when I was like, oof. He's they're down 23-20, and Sean Payton, the most pass-happy dude maybe in the history of the world, is running Kamara off tackle. Something is wrong with Drew.
Good point. If you want to hear – that's a great point. If you want to hear more from Ralph, again, go check out the podcast, Saints Happy Hour podcast, at Saints Forecast. Ralph, I'm extending the invite. I'd love to have you in studio, man, over the next week and a half here to kind of go over the offseason, talk about the quarterback position and things like that, if you'd like to come in.
Anytime, guys.
Perfect.
This is the most important Saints offseason in history. I'm here for it.
All right, dude. I'll set it up with you, man. We'll see you soon. Yeah. Quick break. break. We'll come back. Sports Hangover in your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Pro Extra is the Home Depot's free loyalty program built for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like new Pro Extra dollars or tool rental perks. Get exclusive benefits every day that save time and money. And here's an extra extra, $20 off your next in-store purchase of $200 or more, just for signing up. Want to save? Join Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or at homedepot.com/proextra for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We can help you out and get you ready for the colder weather ahead. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination. Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Sports is using technology to take the fan experience to the next level. When it comes to hiring, there's one solution that's been advancing its technology for years, ZipRecruiter. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter's technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max.
Bart and Han.
Brian Windhorst joins us. This is the Kyrie we've known now. Like, you knew this about him. What kind of accountability do the Nets get here?
Allen, it's already gone. Their chance of accountability is already gone. They let the guys fire the coach. They let the guys dictate the roster. They let the guys dictate who's starting. When they signed those two guys, they yielded control of the franchise.
Bart and Han, weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Top of the hour, Matt Moskonen after further review. Woo, was he hot yesterday? Did you listen to the Open?
I watched a few minutes of it. Huh? I listened and watched a few minutes of it.
I know. How many times did he smack the comp desk there? 4 or 5? He was not happy with that. He brought up a very interesting point. It's something that we brought up before he came on the air. That, how do you not know that if you're LSU? That language exists in there. But before that, though.
It's pretty incompetent.
But before that, Sean Payton, if he didn't want to lose him, wouldn't have allowed him to interview Ryan Nielsen. In theory, right?
Right.
Now, you did say yesterday, things changed.
Things changed.
Yes, I get it. He could have allowed him to do it.
Things have changed.
Last week. But Matt brought it up. Did LSU even ask him? Did Sean Payton find out Monday when they spoke Monday night? Because the reports are out there. That, look, Sean, I'm telling you, gets a stack of papers every morning. And it's all the printouts of any and all stories Saints related. There's no way that he didn't know Ryan Nielsen was being talked about or talking to LSU. Now, he's focused on the Bucks, and maybe that was part of it. You know, I'm sorry. You went and talked with them? How come you didn't tell me? Maybe that's why he did it. I thought it was a little odd, though, that Matt called Sean Payton a petty a-hole. And that's what this was about. I know you're bitter, and I know you're upset. I checked, Sean Payton's title is head coach of the New Orleans Saints. His sole responsibility is to be the best head coach of the New Orleans Saints as possible. And I understand, I heard this a lot yesterday over there and from LSU fans on social media, that, well, Ryan Nielsen really didn't want to go. He signed the contract. He could not have signed the contract. At the end of the day, he did sign the 3-year extension that made him assistant head coach and gave him a raise. He could have said, no, I want to be the defensive coordinator for LSU. Now, Matt brought up a conversation and Mike Dettillier brought up to him on the air. They chat every Thursday that he wants to be a head coach in college. Okay? But again, isn't that something you express to your boss? I'm sure our owner here at ESPN New Orleans wants the best for us and his radio station. But if I had an opportunity in another city or at a different level, and I expressed that to him, that that might be best for my family and where I want to go, I don't know. I don't think that'd be a problem. Because Matt brought it up. In our business, we have, you know, non-competes with contracts and things of that nature. And sometimes they don't worry about it. And other times they hold you to it. Because they don't want you to go work for your competitor. Sometimes even as long as 6 months or longer. And I get that. I mean, you see that in television a lot of times. You know, when reporters went from Channel 4 to Channel 8, you didn't see them for a while. It's called a non-compete. But that's what I don't get, because Sean Payton has been outspoken about helping his staff, and Sean Payton has wanted his staff to take new jobs. He thinks it's a good sign of a healthy organization when they're coming out of it. Now,
he was pissed off last year that he didn't get, that people weren't getting looked at.
And he said, and I know he did it to Aaron Glenn, as you mentioned. Apparently he's done it to Ryan Nielsen before. Well, look, he has that right to do that. I want a lot of things. Our owner has every right to tell me no. But again, I think if you communicate it properly, it shouldn't be a no, right? And in conversations I've had, you know, with other people, that was kind of the issue with Brady, with Joe Brady. He didn't think he should have taken that job at LSU. He did. Brady felt that Sean has been bitter about that. And maybe that's part of, look, whatever the thing, I just, and Matt's entitled to his opinion, but I don't think the main reason that Ryan Nielsen has been giving a 3-year contract and a raise and a promotion and title is because Sean just wanted to be petty. It could be, but
highly,
I found
unlikely.
That I kind of raised an eyebrow when he called him a petty a-hole. I'm like, wow, okay, well, I mean, he did just lose essentially his, you know, running backs coach, his defense, his assistant head coach. Dennis Allen's interviewing, I mean, at his highest priority is to try to keep as many good coaches in the building as possible, period. And if that means upsetting the coach for a bit, then that means upsetting the coach for a bit. And to make him happy, he gave him a new deal. So at some part of the pettiness, he at least still cares. If he didn't want him, he wouldn't have done it. That's just Sean that I know. If Sean doesn't want you there, you're not there, right? I don't know. I was very odd, but we'll see how that moves on forward. The Saints got a lot of decisions to make on that bus. What? What are you laughing about?
Sean Payton's holding the,
see,
Sean Payton's holding the bus,
man,
ticket.
You
back.
gave me like a big old 777. I mean, this is a big plane taking off. I don't think there's that many players.
Is it a big plane or is it just an old plane that's having trouble taking off?
No, that's full power GE engines right there. That sounds like a 777. The whine at the very beginning is what makes me think it's a 777.
Nerd.
I am a nerd.
That's not a bad thing.
It's not a. See, an Airbus, it starts with a, it's more of a whiny, I can promise you, I can tell you the difference between an Airbus and a Boeing engine. That's not an Airbus engine. Yeah, pull up Airbus taking off.
I believe you.
Pull it up on YouTube.
I'll
do it.
I'll believe you.
I'm telling you. It's a whang. It is. Anyway, 800-998-1003. I wasn't expecting, but Dowen and Goat, Cajun Goat, they put Pelicans players on the bus too. I mean, I guess it's the same parking lot. It's a 2-for-1. Look, it's nothing personal against Lonzo. It's nothing personal against Bledsoe. He's a vet. Go on some teams that can help you. Again, if the story on Hoop Central is accurate on the chatter, the Knicks, the Raptors, the Mavs, the Clippers, and Magic have expressed interest in Lonzo Ball. Those are nice places for him to go and just do that. I'm saying where your franchise is and where you want to be and where you go, you're only 2 games out of the 8th spot. Just roll with the young guys and let everybody learn at once. Does that make sense to you? Just let them learn all at once. Because the one thing that I have seen, and more importantly is this, because I did get a text on this, you're on the clock with Zion. I brought this up earlier in the season. Remember, there was a game in Zion and Van Gundy. For whatever reason, we didn't have the energy. It was the Suns, remember? For whatever reason. And you heard Zion yesterday. Listen again.
No, I don't think we're stuck at all. I think it's just we get incomplacent. We don't stay consistent. Like, there are times when we stay consistent and we go on runs and we do our thing. But then, you know, when the team, when we give up like 6 points in a row or 8 points in a row, we start trying to do our own thing, and that just makes things worse instead of just sticking with, like, our set offense and stuff.
And look, what I'm saying is I don't think, because there's one thing I have seen from Zion, a guy plays hard, right? Have you ever watched a game where you're like, oh, he's mailed it in and he's not here to play? I really honestly don't. I think if you haven't seen him perform to the best of his ability sometimes, I don't think he's in game shape or he's gotten better. But what are the things that you have texted me over there, Elf on the Shelf with your smirk, over the last several games is that looks more like the Duke Zion.
Yes.
Right? Attacking the rim, dunking in space, doing all those things. And oh, by the way, he has no shooting around him. But you're seeing that, aren't you?
Absolutely. And there was actually a tweet put out earlier today showing all the, you know, certain spots where shooters are getting their own shot creation. And Zion leads the league in scoring in the paint. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I saw Shamit do it. We're going to have him on this week. He said, just imagine if you put some shooting around him, right? Speaking of Brandon Ingram yesterday on the three disparity, again, the Jazz, 21 of 47, 63 points of their 118 came on three balls. The Pels, 6 of 26. You're not going to win anything. Not NBA 2K21, whatever it is.
You won't break 100.
You can't win video games if the computer that you're playing is knocking down 21 threes and you're making 6. Simple math there, right? You're 2, they're 3. It's a 1-point difference. They do 10 of those to your 10. It's a 10-point lead, right? Brandon Ingram on a threes.
I think we have to shoot more threes. I think that comes with coaching. I think they're overanalyze this game and come back and try to give us some things for the next game and the next out, and then try to figure it out for the next game.
What do you think of that? Because Brandon essentially says our game plan is to go inside. He says it goes to coaching. So is he saying that we shouldn't be, or we're being told not to? But then again, I go to my main point. It probably would be the thing to do from this coaching staff, because you don't have guys that can make them. Right? So it's the conundrum. Again, I don't know if Nall is going to be the guy that you saw with 37 points. And I don't know if Kyra Lewis is going to be one of the top point guards in the NBA. I'm just saying, let's just find out. Let's just see. Put them in. Either, you know, as we say with Will Guillory, as we go to break here, Jordan, split them up. You know what? How about you just have both of them come off the bench? Just let them get their confidence up in small amount of minutes. And Lonzo and Bledsoe. Just start Kyra and Naw a game or two, and let's just see what happens. What do you have to lose? You're only 2 games out of the 8th spot. You're not 12. You're 2. What do you have to lose? You're going there and abandoning you trying to go and make the playoffs. You're 2 games behind the 8th team. 2 losses. That's it. Why not try it? See what happens. Final segment next on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Join us for the Start of Something New sales event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat in Houma. You can get a great deal on a Ram today. Check out all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram trucker van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games. But I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosted Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
How's that truck going, Jordan? Truck's doing well?
Still trying to find out what's the problem with it.
Still trying to get that going.
That might be the radiator.
That last part. Maybe Buddy knows. Maybe Buddy knows. Is that the carburetor? Starter? I mean, it turned. So I wouldn't say it's the starter. Or the alternator. I mean, who knows? Some guy
might need an oil change.
It could be out of gas. I like that. I like that. Zion Williamson on the defensive issues yesterday.
The cause of it is, one, they're hitting a lot of them. They're even hitting the tough ones. And two, it's just the small things. Like sometimes we stay on the road, man, too long. And, you know, it gives them shooters enough time to get a good, better shot off. So it's just like small adjustments. You know, if we want to be a great team, we just got to make them.
Yeah. Is it just that? I mean, you've heard me say, like, change the starting lineup.
It's not.
I'm open to trading. Do you think I'm overreacting?
I think Zion was being a little too, like, I like where his head's at. I think this team still has a long way to go.
They're 5-8.
I think this team has a long way to go before you can start calling them a great team. I don't think it's just little changes. I think there's little changes that you can do to make them a good team in a consistent team to where they could be the middle of the pack.
But so am I overreacting? Do we just stay with what we're doing right now?
No, you obviously have to change. There's little things that you could do to make yourself a better team, but not a great team.
Do you think that's little? I don't think it's little. Taking two starters, the two guys that you brought in to start and not starting them, I don't think that's little. I think that's a big change that you're going to go with. Because again,
I think a big change.
I'm not doing this.
Going out and trading players.
If I go Naw and I go Kyra as my 1-2, I can't just do it for a game, Jordan. I got to go at least a half dozen. Don't you? But you got to go a few games to get some rhythm just to see if it works or not. Like, I can't make a decision. And I said this after the 37-point performance by Nickeil Alexander-Walker. I'm like, that's not going to be him every night. I got to see what, you know, because he had some open looks yesterday and he missed them.
Well, I mean, when's the last time that the Pelicans have even strung together a 6-win game, like, game streak? I think the last time that I could really remember was when we went 10 straight with Boogie and AD, and that was a few seasons ago.
You went to Boogie. You went all the way
back.
I
think that
was
literally the last time he had 6-plus game-winning streaks for your New Orleans Pelicans. And besides that, I cannot remember the last time the Pelicans have won 6 or 7 more in a row.
Okay. Just making sure, you know? back to the, is that the bus or it sounded like a pickup truck? It kind of sounded like a trash truck. Why'd you give me that one? But you see what I'm saying? Look, Here's a good thing for Saints fans that are still kind of down. You agree with me, huh? It's not a hotard. It's not a school bus. It's a limo bus.
A party bus.
Yeah, party bus. It's not a lot. You legitimately don't need a roster overhaul. You just got to find a way to sign some of these guys back. I'm with Ralph. I love Trey Hendrickson, but I can't drop a big price. Like, there's either ors, right? Marshawn Lattimore, Trey Hendrickson. Is that even an either or? You're thinking about it? No, you'd have
not,
to think.
It's not an either or.
No, it's Lattimore. Of course it's Lattimore. Why your eyes got all big? You don't think it's Lattimore?
Is it Lattimore?
I agree with Maddie on that aspect of it. People think it's very, we'll just find another cover corner. Here's the problem. If you keep not re-signing players that you draft in the first round, that's not good. Right? You re-sign him. He's not bad. You'd like for him to be more focused every now and then on maybe the not top receivers. But the thing is this, against the top receivers, he more often than not performs well. That is a commodity. That is not a problem. You can work on the problem of, we'd like you to do that when you don't play the top receivers as well. But by virtue, every game we play, we're going to put you on their top receiver. That's a commodity. You have to re-sign him. I think Marcus Williams, who was perpetually on the bench next to Sean Payton at the beginning of the season, I can't remember the last time I really put him on there. He played better. Right? We're going to get into this the next couple of days, too. Like, what do they need to upgrade? That's going to be my homework tomorrow. I'm going to ask Ross Jackson a little bit from that from Locked On Saints tomorrow. Off the top of your head, Jordan. What is the one thing they need to bring in next year? Other than quarterback.
Oh, come on.
Because that's an easy part. Now, who that quarterback is isn't easy. But look.
Okay, linebacker?
I was going there. I liked Quan Alexander on this team. It fit well.
But you're not going to see him until
postseason. That's the problem.
Post-season.
The timing of that Achilles tear basically puts him out next year.
You're not seeing him in the postseason.
That's the problem. And if you just go within your team, what you saw, whether it's Okafor, whether it's Rankins, you've seen firsthand what an Achilles tear can do to speed and agility on defense. Is he going to be the same player now? Look, I'm not saying you don't sign him and keep him and hope that he can come back the year after. But what I'm saying is when September starts next year, it can't be Alex Anzalone.
No. And you saw that against Tampa.
I mean, it just can't. And you've heard me say this 100 times. In your division alone, at one time, you had Kuechly, Debo, and now with Devin. I mean, they impact the game. And I know we could say DeMario, but I do. I think that as well. Like, that's the first thing that pops in my head immediately. I think if a quarterback can come in and spread the football around, you do have weapons. A healthy Thomas, I think Troutman's going to be nice. Sanders, you saw, can play. You have nice backs. I think you're fine there, honestly. It's not like you were sitting here last year, you're going into it going, oh, my goodness, we better find another receiver. I don't feel that way this year. I don't really think, honestly, we got to get better on the offensive line. I legitimately, again, I get it. I know you signed him. I have trouble defending not putting Andres Pete on the bus. I don't know if it was the weight loss or not, but I felt more often than not, and again, it shouldn't be, but I felt more often than not every single week we were talking about Andres Pete. And he may just have missed a block or two in a game. The problem was the block or two in the game he missed impacted the game.
Also,
it was a big sack, a turnover or something.
Penalty, it was either fourth and short or third and short, and false start on Andres Pete in that Tampa Bay Buccaneers game, and that killed that drive.
Yeah, like I said, I could see it. Now, again, remember, when you move away from it, and especially if Nick Easton retires, which is what is expected to happen with the concussions, you have to replace it, right? Simple enough. Thanks for everybody that tuned us in. Ralph Marbo, Matty Hudak, Will Guillory, Matt Moscone, after further review.